Well, hello there. I'm Andrew from Panspinning Studios, and I want to share with you from the good book of Never-Ending Random Discussion.
Again, I trust you are putting your valuables in the center of your living rooms as previously instructed. Good Lord, I hope that's previously instructed.
The Never-Ending Random Discussion is a collection of funny and interesting people sitting down to be random.
Why is she naked?
Those eyes are so piercing.
It's...
I forgot that she had tiny little animal eyes, like beady little black eyes. Oh dear God.
Why is she covered in frosting? That's weird. That's like a cake thing. That's not for donuts.
It's your favorite flavor.
Anything can happen, and anything does happen. Not that I'm sexist, but kitchens need to stay in women. I went with it.
Kitchens need to stay in women. That's Andrew Reisenhuber, 2016.
Find the show at celebrategeek.com/nerd. Tune in and thank me later. Pants pending.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies, and while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the...
Hiney.
Bryan Cranston, the one that knocks,
that is...
and the one that sends the Power Rangers out to go touch things.
You know how to... He wants to get vertical on the Limbo Shack.
What the...
She is your soulmate, because the Lord has told me...
What? What? He wants to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez for Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at pantspending.com.
This week in Deez Nuts. Recently in Detroit to speak to the auto industry, Donald Trump claimed that 5 years ago he was honored as Man of the Year in Michigan. The only problem? There is no record of it ever happening. The Detroit News does have a list of Michiganians of the Year, but Trump isn't on it. In other news, I was recently given the prestigious honor of Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. And that's this week in Deez Nuts.
Hey, did what's your name get at you yesterday?
Deez Nuts.
All right, and welcome back, everyone. Thank you for hanging out through that short commercial break. Still in studio, Jeremy Person hanging with us for the whole episode. Thank you, buddy.
Hey.
Look at that, front to back. I like
yes.
it. Front to back.
No yeast infections here.
That's right.
I hear you can't pass them.
Sharing is caring. So we are going to get into the news in a little bit here. But first, since today, the day you hear this, is the first day of either the end of the world or the end of the world.
So we might all be gone.
Yeah, maybe
we'll go south with you to Mexico or north with me
well,
to Canada.
Hold on, you know, this comes out the day after we've elected a new president. We still have a couple months till they get into office. So unless like Trump goes fucking wild card and like tries to like arm wrestle Obama out of office or something immediately.
Like that would be something that's so weird if like all of a sudden you could just like make like something happen that next day based upon winning.
Yeah.
Like if you were student president, you'd be like, I abolished 45-minute lunches. We have hour-and-a-half lunches. Like,
boom.
That'd be like, boom. And
instant.
Then the next day, instant. I don't think they do that in Congress.
I don't think it works that way.
No.
I'm not sure. I'm not,
anything,
you know.
I can see him killing Pence and bringing over Putin.
Bringing him in as his...
as
his
VP.
Bring over
yeah.
Putin.
All right.
That's funny.
Well, given that we are going to have a new president elected as you hear this, we are going to play... printed up some quotes that are either from Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, or Adolf Hitler. And I'm going to read them off, and you guys get to guess as to who they are from. Now, when I was looking through these today, looking for quotes, I was fucking amazed.
This is hilarious.
I was so amazed.
Did you come up with this? Is this your own idea?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to do like...
there's like, you know, there's Trump versus, you know, Hitler out there. And I was looking for Hillary versus Trump. But I'm like, let's just find crazy quotes from all three of them. And totally. And the similarities and the things you will like. I can't wait to see what you guys guess, because this is fucking amazing.
I know.
So let me get something to keep score.
I feel like this is going to make me sad.
It will, I assure you. It'll no. make you sad.
Because I try and take myself completely out of this
See,
stuff.
I'm involved. I'm kind of bummed out already.
Yeah, see, this is yeah, but this is what you did yourself. This is why I can keep myself completely away from it.
Okay.
What about you, Jeremy? How do you feel politically?
Yeah,
I'm always happy. I could give a shit.
Yeah, like, I just feel like I govern myself.
Trump,
like,
Hillary, it's going to be awesome, yeah. guys. Yeah. Like, what's up?
I govern right. myself.
Are you guys ready?
Nope.
The first quote. Trump, is this Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, or Adolf Hitler? Sometimes, by losing a battle, you find a new way to win the war.
Well, that's brilliant, honestly.
Monica?
Clinton.
Monica says Clinton.
Too well spoken for Trump. Hillary doesn't really like war. I'm going to go Hitler.
I'm going Hitler.
The quote belongs to Donald Trump.
Ooh, nice.
It didn't have the word great in it.
Yeah,
so
he didn't repeat
that
anything.
Threw me off.
Did that, yeah. Did a really super classy war.
There's a great war.
I'm
a
waiting
great
for
war.
The accent.
next quote. As a Christian, I have no duty to allow myself to be cheated, but I have the duty to be a fighter for truth and justice.
Trump.
Jeremy says Trump, locking it in.
Trump.
Trump.
That quote belongs to Adolf Hitler.
Jesus Christ.
He claimed to be a Christian?
Of course he did.
He did?
He's a fighter for truth.
Oh, my God.
He loved Jesus.
God, for
he
what?
Oh, yeah. That's why he killed all the Jews.
Yeah. They were not the
they
chosen.
They killed Jesus.
That's sorry, they did. I didn't pay attention to a lot of history.
Eye for an eye, bitch.
I was not a history fan.
Kill my
fan.
Savior, I kill your family.
My dad right. always told me you should learn about history because history repeats itself.
It does.
And
you
I
just haven't done that?
Pardon?
You just haven't got around to it.
You haven't gotten around to it?
No, I just was like, fuck it.
Fuck
it. Like, didn't want to learn about history. I wanted to be in the present. My bad, because...
Now Trump's running for president.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And now he's fucking making
like
quotes. Yeah, damn it.
All right, you guys are all at
now
zeros.
Now I feel like a fucking jackass.
Oh, it gets worse. Gets worse.
This is a lot harder than I thought.
Yeah, yeah. Like
dude,
I said, you'll
I
be
know,
surprised.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
Okay, next quote. What separates the winners from the losers is how a person reacts to each new twist of fate. Is that Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, or Adolf Hitler?
Trump.
Hillary.
Trump.
I want to say that it's Hillary, because there hasn't been a Hillary yet, but that's it has the word loser in it, and that's totally Trump.
Sounds femmy.
I'm going to say Trump.
What, Jeremy femmy. Says Trump. Monica said...
No, he said... did you say Trump?
No, I said Hillary.
Yeah, he said Hillary. Jeremy, I said Trump.
You guys
said
Trump.
He said Trump.
That belongs to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. All right, so Monica and Jeremy each have 1 point. Next quote. Do not compare yourself to others. If you do so, you are insulting yourself.
Hitler.
Hillary.
Same thing.
Monica.
I'm going to go with Hillary.
Talk to the mic.
Hillary.
Thank you.
Well, I'm having like hard time with all this. I want to go home now.
I need an adult.
The quote belongs to... Adolf Hitler. Yes. Jeremy gets a point.
Wow.
I'm good at this game.
The next quote. All great movements are popular movements.
Trump.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So who
that
said
sounds
it?
Very Reiki. but at the same time, it sounds very Trumpy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, mm-hmm. Monica, you said.
I said Trump.
Jeremy?
Trump.
Travis.
Hillary.
The quote belongs to Adolf Hitler.
Holy fucking shit.
Oh my
this
God.
This is why I didn't do history.
Next quote.
Oh my god, I'm going home.
We're going to take We're going to take things away from you on behalf of the common good.
Holy fucking shit, who said that?
People say these things?
Man, that's a tough one. I think that one's so far.
That's Clinton.
Motherfucking Satan.
That's Clinton talking about your freaking
guns.
I want to say Clinton. No, she's not going to take away guns.
She's trying.
No, she's not.
No one's taking away guns.
No one's taking away guns.
She's trying.
That's the most offensive thing I've ever heard. I can't believe that any politician of the 20th century would ever say something
I just can't believe people would say that in general.
So, yeah, I want to go with Hitler, but that's crazy enough that it might be Trump or Hillary.
Yeah.
Damn.
Locking in an answer, Traz.
Why do we have to have this?
Fucking Hillary
depressing?
Clinton.
Yeah.
Hillary across the board. Is that right? You all said Hillary?
Yeah.
That is correct. That was Hillary Clinton.
Wow. What was that in regards to?
I didn't get context.
Arms.
But
children.
Arms.
Yeah, children. Abortions. Yeah. We're going to take your fetuses out of your vaginas.
All right.
Sometimes.
Next up.
Today I learned I'm not voting for Clinton.
I know.
I already mailed in my ballot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you vote for
Clinton?
Yeah, I voted for Clinton.
I did. Yeah, I did.
What?
Yesterday.
Did she also
you guys
take
voted?
Things away from you?
Okay, she can have it.
I'm just tomorrow. I'm gonna wake up and
she wants to take cigarettes from you. Good for her.
Cigarettes, my car, whatever. I'm tired of the payments, anyways, and that thing keeps on breaking down. Take it, have it all.
All right.
Yeah, but you driving in an Escalade, so you can always play a song and like drive and hear the song.
Yeah, if it's working.
Yeah,
I know.
If it's not on the back of a tow truck.
Yo, I'll trade my Highlander.
When it's up on the lift.
I'll trade you my Highlander for your freaking...
I'll take that Japanese vehicle any day.
Dude, I'm on 150,000 miles and nothing ain't ever happened to that car.
And why do you want to trade it then?
Yeah, because I'm 220 and I've put, I think, $10,000
like
into
week.
It this,
yeah.
this year.
Well, just for like a week.
Okay, all right, next quote. Next quote. It's always good to be underestimated.
Donald Trump.
Monica, Trask?
Hitler. And I think that's a good quote, by the way.
Monica?
Dang. Second thing that Hitler said that you agreed with.
Huh?
Clinton.
Clinton. Belongs to Donald Trump. Jeremy's got a commanding lead.
I'm up the fucking board. I'm going to win every single game you throw at me.
He's just killing it.
Have fun. I'm going to go home and
slit
my wrist.
The next quote. Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed.
Hillary.
Yeah, that sounds fascist enough to be Hillary Clinton.
But I believe that because they have to be changed because like the politics is getting too like, oh, this is a Christian nation. This is blah, blah, blah. And it's losing focus of what it actually was built
the
for.
The idea behind
it. Yeah, yeah. So I think that's what that's in regards to.
Okay.
So I'm going Clinton.
Monica?
Rolling with the crew.
Clinton?
Yeah.
Everyone says Clinton?
Yeah.
That one's Hillary Clinton. Everyone gets a point on that one. Good job, folks.
Dude, Hillary Clinton's more fucked up than Hitler. And Donald Trump's inspirational.
Oh, my God. Dear God, please don't say that again.
So, well, some of the, you know, there's...
What's
there's,
not inspiring about grabbing pussies?
There is.
That is pretty inspiring.
Write that one down. See? We got somebody else that gets the Kalingas.
Okay, next quote. When somebody challenges you, fight back. Be brutal. Be tough.
Hitler. No, he was very gentle.
That's the way he was mostly described.
You definitely need to read a history book.
That's the way he was mostly described. He was a gentle person.
No, the way he would be.
The way he'd throw those Jews in the gas chamber was so gentle and loving.
I'm not saying in general. I'm saying the way he was forthright about what he would let people hear, like what was recorded about him.
Sure.
He was a poet.
He was a poet.
Yeah,
he was
the
a painter
one thing.
Also,
the one. Shut the feck.
He was a painter.
I am aware. I know, but he would only allow people to record certain things that he said.
So who are you going for?
Repeat it.
When somebody challenges you, fight back. Be
Trump.
Brutal. Be tough.
Trump.
Jeremy.
Hillary.
The quote belongs to Donald Trump.
Woo.
All right.
He's actually better spoken than I.
Yeah, you thought.
Like, if you just take little sound bites of him,
the smaller the better.
Bad.
The
yeah,
longer
exactly.
winded he
yeah.
goes, the worse it gets. We are on a stage in history in which remodeling society is one of the great challenges Ooh. Facing all of us. is that Donald Trump.
That sounds fascist. Hillary Clinton. To be Hillary Clinton. She's the craziest.
I think it's Trump because he wants to kind of, he's marketing himself as an anti-politician politician.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Trump.
Traz, you said?
Hillary Clinton.
I'm going to Hitler.
That one
did
belongs?
You just say Hail Hitler?
Hitler.
She is German.
I am German, but hell to the nap.
That belongs to Hillary Clinton.
God damn, that bitch is crazy, man.
So here's an article that I actually read today that's kind of topical to this.
Sure.
So a pair of Emma Brown's, or what was her name? Eva Brown's underwear, silk knickers, once belonged to Adolf Hitler's mistress. Sold at auction today for £450.
Wait, Emma. Oh, so Hitler's mistress.
Yep. Hitler's mistress. Her underwear.
Do I see
that's
panty
cheap.
Stain?
That's
are there
only
panty stains there?
That's.
Do I see some stains at the panty?
I think they're slightly worn.
Oh wow, I like.
Might
that.
Have been the ones that they killed herself.
They only sold
Hitler,
£450.
More like hitting it.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of crazy though. Somebody actually spent just $500 on a pair of used Hitler girlfriend underwear.
You know what? I
like
know,
Hitler people, cream pie in those motherfuckers.
But people, like, remember when we were talking about the stuff about the Titanic? The people that, even the cracker. Remember the cracker that sold for millions of dollars that they thought they were purchasing it that from? I'm even surprised that £450 is about,
I'd
equates
spend $500
to about,
on.
Yeah,
on,
it's about $520
you know,
in
get,
American
look,
money.
Look, you can, it's like you can have your own, like, little,
And panties, it's like you could actually put that shit up, like you could, you know, on the wall. It's like you can't put a cracker.
You can have your own
there.
Like Heinrich Park, where you like take his DNA out of it and splice it with a frog, and then you have your own little Hitler.
Yeah, like do your own little CSI, put it on a box with the blue-ray light over it.
I just wear them on my head and pretend I was Spider-Man.
Well, teach their own.
Okay, next quote. In the end, you're measured not by how much you undertake, but by what you finally accomplish.
Hitler.
Hitler.
Hillary.
That quote belongs to Donald Trump. No points on that one. Couple left here, guys.
That's an awesome game, by the way.
I know. Well, it's just making me really feel sad.
How fortunate for governments that the people they administer don't think.
Trump.
Hitler.
Monica?
Yeah, I'm going with Hitler.
That one belongs to Adolf Hitler.
Ah, son of a bitch. That means it's tied.
Monica's,
up,
catching up. Let's see.
I'm
it's
actually
tied.
Having to like, think about how bad people are.
All right, we got a couple left here. It is not truth that matters, but victory.
Obviously, Hillary Clinton. She doesn't give a shit about the truth.
No, because she wouldn't.
What difference does it make?
She'd probably say that. She'd probably say that in the bedroom, but she wouldn't say that outright.
I think that's Trump defending himself.
Trump would be. That would be a defensive term. Say it one more time.
It is not truth that matters, but victory.
But
ad victorium, Hillary Clinton.
Jeremy.
Trump.
Monica.
Hitler.
Monica pulls ahead. That one belongs to Adolf Hitler.
All right, that sounds like a Hitler quote, honestly.
It does. Yeah. But
the more economic difficulties increase, the more immigration will be seen as a burden.
Ooh, that's not Hillary. But that definitely could be Trump or Hitler.
That's why this, that's why this game is amazing.
Yeah, say it. I know. When you can't figure out whether it's one of the two. Say it one more time.
The more economic difficulties increase, the more immigration will be seen as a burden.
Trump.
I'm still trying to evaluate the quote for what it was. I'm trying to appreciate it.
Because it wasn't. I don't think it would have been said as immigration at the time.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think the word immigration would have been held in the same right.
I think it's Hitler. He was like really like pissed off about immigration and weird things going on in Europe.
Yeah, but I don't think he was calling it immigration.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I know. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
What do you call it?
Immigration!
You guys have Trump?
Yeah.
Traz?
Hitler.
The quote belongs to the Führer. Yeah. Adolf Hitler.
Was it?
All right, we've got three left.
And I'm in last place now.
Jeremy went from top to bottom on this one.
Because this is just getting disheartening.
I'm like the Cleveland Indians
up
in this motherfucker. Blew a fucking 3-1 lead.
It's the Cubs over here. We tied. We're getting rained out. Hold on, everybody. Hold on.
Grass
everybody
vodka. Got it.
Everybody, wait for a second. Wait for a second. We rained out. Oh, shit. Shit's about to come back. We about to play this game. All right. Come
all right. Is that part of your one-woman show also?
Yes.
I'm Monica at a one-woman show.
Look, you know you'd be entertained.
Without passion, you don't have energy. Without energy, you have nothing.
Hitler.
Jeremy?
Hillary.
Travis.
I feel like I haven't really voted for Donald Trump, so I'm going to say that.
Quote belongs to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Travis is up by... Traz is winning here. Last two.
Fuck
I'm
you.
Surprised he talked about energy.
Oh, somebody wrote that line for him. That was an opening line.
I know,
like
I'm like, that's
line,
not in his like repertoire.
That was when he was still going off script.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm like, that is not.
Two more. Something has to be taken away from some people.
Hillary on that one. Cause I know, she said
I was
almost
like,
the same exact thing before.
Bro, you voted for her?
I know, that's your girl.
What are you trying to take?
Wait, who'd you vote for? Who are you going to vote for?
Ron Paul.
Why?
Because I always feel cool when I vote for Ron Paul. He just like... I feel like he gets it, you know what I mean? Like, he's the only...
I just don't understand why we didn't as a nation decide to vote for him.
We should have in 2008 at least.
We should have just...
Too fringe. Okay, so who'd you have?
Clinton.
I said fringe, not fringe.
Oh, oui.
Yes, thank you.
We vote for Ron Paul.
He wasn't a rapey teacup in Beauty and the Beast.
You don't talk about fucking Beauty and the Beast like that.
Okay, so Monica, who did you have for that quote?
Clinton.
Jeremy?
Didn't I say Clinton?
You said Clinton?
Yeah,
Clinton.
Y'all say Clinton. Y'all get a point on that one.
Yeah.
That was Hillary Clinton. So,
can we all
Jeremy,
agree?
Jeremy, you are statistically you're out of this, but we're still going to let you guess. Monica could tie. So, last
fucking
one.
Statistics.
One of the key problems today is the politics is such a disgrace. Good people don't go into government.
Trump.
Bernie Sanders.
I want to say Trump.
I'm going to say Hitler.
Quote belongs to Donald Trump. Traz wins the game.
Yeah.
Wow. Traz wins. And America loses.
Fucking drunk people.
Good. That's pretty amazing.
We only had
stuff,
two
though,
shots
right?
of Chris vodka.
That's pretty great, though.
They were big.
They're big
shots.
They were big. He got smatter.
They were great shots.
He got smatter.
I've been drinking a lot, you know, in protest to this election, honestly. as we just learned from Deesa's quotes, Hillary Clinton's super fucking fascist. And I'm pretty sure she's going to win, guys.
Yeah, I think so.
It's
close, just really
man.
Hard to even hear that these statements are being proclaimed.
But they're taken in such small...
I know, but they
snippets.
Can't. It doesn't fucking matter. Like they can't, I know. I do think about that because I listen to myself sometimes.
Yeah.
When I try not to actually listen to myself sometimes on the playback because it's like if you were taken and you're not understanding the context of which you were having that statement
right.
made, you it can be. But yeah, it is pretty hard to hear those things and be in the time that we
well,
are.
Think about those quotes, and one of those people is going to be our president.
Well, yeah, that we're comparing them to
Hitler.
Well,
yeah,
right,
like we're
right.
gonna
not probably
Hitler.
Less likely.
I just think it's so interesting that how much Obama had been given such a hard time, and then when you look at it, you're like, oh, there was.
I read an article today that is saying that he's one of the greatest presidents of all
time.
Yeah,
it's like,
Rolling
Stones dude, are you
one?
Serious?
Well, yeah.
I just feel like
it's like just yesterday.
What are you gonna say?
Why?
Well, yeah, like
I
what is
forget
the
exactly
down?
Why. But I mean, for
I mean,
Obamacare,
compare and contrast
all that stuff. Yeah,
compare and contrast.
Greatest in history? No.
Not no. But we did have a time where yes, he. I mean, thinking about it, he like there was no like like TMZ reports about what Obama was doing.
He was
everything
definitely
was,
our best black
everything
president
was run.
Ever.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. Kick the shit out of Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah.
There's just like, there was a bit of class there for a second, I feel like. I don't think that anything had a lot of.
There wasn't scandal. He was at least presidential. I think he's well spoken. I think he's intelligent. I don't agree with all of his politics.
I think that it made this great change in the United States that somebody
the door
with
for
Trump.
With
this heritage that things changed and then a lot of
birth certificate.
Dude, I'm not gonna talk about it if you guys are gonna act like dicks.
Hold on, I'm always gonna act like
a
dick.
No, like a lot of things were happening at one time. Yeah. Legalizing gay marriage, marijuana, like all these things that were pretty prolific, like for a lot of people that were trying to take action in this and that were being very supreme about it, that was the same thing that happened about like 50 years ago, 60
yeah,
years ago.
Well,
so it was big for everybody and nobody.
A lot of human rights, yeah.
Yeah,
but
a lot of human
they
rights.
They happened under Obama, but I think it was more.
But he
convenient.
took the heat and
it,
he never
well, sure.
got
it,
mad
it
about
was more
it. He,
ne-
he took
timing,
the
though.
Heat and he never.
Well, no, no. It, well, why,
never
why would he? How
can, about
how, can,
it.
How can you get mad about it? But he I think it was convenient
because everybody
timing.
Always blames
okay,
somebody.
Hold on. It was convenient timing because he was. Those are state. Most of those are state issues, state laws, not federal laws. So I think it was a thing of convenience, but I think most of them are in accordance with what he agrees with, though. Mm-hmm. Which is good. He did. I think he did some good things. I think he did some dumb things. But I don't not like the guy. I voted for him twice. I fucking, you know. But
I just think it was a different time, and we're walking into a different time, and that's what is interesting.
Terrifying.
I don't want to say terrifying because I wouldn't.
No, we're all gonna die.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going down like that.
Yeah. It's,
but it's looking back, we just see like as Americans where we've come and what has happened, whether it's in our community, whether it's in our state, whether it's in our country, what mm-hmm. has happened in the last 8 years, mm-hmm. and then where we stand right now. So yes, that you can use the word terrifying because it is. We are all skeptical at this point.
Because Obama gave us freedom to use the word terrifying.
Hope and change.
We hope and change.
I've been thinking a lot about Barack Obama's presidency lately.
Say his name one more time.
Barack Obama. I've been drinking. But my point is that if he did nothing, but he got Taylor Swift on Spotify, I think he would have done more for the country than if he just did all the shit that he did in the 8 years anyways. That's pretty controversial,
say that again.
Obama is responsible for Taylor Swift being on Spotify?
No, she's not on Spotify, which is very unfortunate. But if he brought her to Spotify, that would have done more for America than all the other shit that he did. That's just my opinion.
Okay. All right. big.
I don't know. How
you're
to
a Taylor Swift
that,
fan, then?
Oh, not even that big of a Taylor Swift fan. No,
that big a one.
I just really like Spotify, but
Spotify for president.
Yeah, exactly. I just think that everything Barack Obama did, man, is a lot of progress backwards.
Who do you think was the best president
ever?
Yeah,
Andrew Jackson.
Okay, why?
He fought against the big banks. Before we had the Federal Reserve that was created in 1913, there was a First Bank of America and a Second Bank of America. And pretty much like all the old school-y politicians were super against big banking because pretty much everything that we have happening right now.
Sure.
And so, yeah, I think like those old school, like founding father kind of guys, like pretty much kicked ass. And
yeah, they're better presidents. It's a different time. I think given it's kind of graded on a curve. Because time is different. Given our current circumstances and the presidents we've had, although I think Bill Clinton was a great president. Yeah, he got his
dick. I know. I actually Bill was going to – I would have picked him.
He got his dick sucked, but whatever.
Yeah, but at the time –
See, as a person,
time,
that resonates with me. Like, getting your dick
totally.
Sucks tight, but like
– Why wouldn't you want him?
He went on trial and lied to everybody in America. He couldn't even man up and be like, yeah, dude, Hillary Clinton's an ugly-ass beast. Like, I got my dick sucked by this hot-ass intern. Hell yeah, America.
She won that hat.
What's up? I came all over her dress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he lied. He bitched out. honestly. That pissed me off.
There would have been an opportunity for him to be like.
Even as a fifth grader, I was bummed out.
But we had a surplus. Is it one of the only times in the last 40 years we've had a surplus of money?
Yep.
You know, it was the last.
The economy was amazing.
Yeah, and he was for the people. It was like so about.
It's the last time in history, in recent history in America, that we've had bipartisanship that actually worked. Him and Newt Gingrich were completely opposite sides of the political spectrum, but they found a middle ground for America and to make progress. And now there's just gridlock. It's create gridlock and undermine the other party to make them look stupid, and America gets fucked in the process.
Yeah. I agree, and I think we can even and all of us and even. I don't think we're like that far off in age groups to understand where we were at that time and understand that was like kind of a simpler time in America when there wasn't as much stuff going on. And it was more like at the end, it was about the controversy of what was happening with Clinton.
Yeah.
But we were it was a calmer. We were progressing, and everybody kind of felt that at that time.
See, I actually disagree. Everybody gives Clinton a lot of credit for the economy. And really what was happening in the 90s that was boosting the economy, in my opinion.
It was a dot-com boom, too.
It was a Wall Street boom. Yeah. So basically people who had pension funds, you know, like the teachers of America, the firefighters, people, anybody who had money invested in the stock market is like, fuck yeah, the economy is banging right now. But what we were really seeing was big corporations like selling out America, like basically saying like, we got a factory in Ohio right now that costs, you know, X numbers of millions of dollars to run. Like, we can send that shit to China.
It was also about using your brain in the 90s. It was about getting an education and learning what to do with your education.
It was about
and
power education, suits.
It depended if you were going to put a suit on or you were going to put a fucking button-up bow tie on, where you were going to go and work at a McDonald's, or you were going to go get an education or at least learn something and make something of yourself
do
in
I
America.
Do I have to wear the bow tie or can I just go to school?
No, it was a button-up. It was like a button on, like you could put the thing on. You didn't even have to, like you didn't have to tie it. You just put it on. That's what I'm saying. Like, you either had a real bow tie or you had a fake bow tie. Okay. Like, that was a decision you got to make in the 90s because they made things.
Like, hold on, this is a
you can't wear bow ties anymore.
No, bow ties are always acceptable. Any
pink
age.
Bow tie is fucking America.
No, in the 90s, you really got the opportunity to decide: am I going to have an education?
Bow tie freedom.
Where am I going to go? And you got to invest in things. You got to decide. You got to kind of go outside of the market. Am I going to go in this direction? And it like opened up the possibility that. That's why there are so many people right now with money, is because they got to be creative.
Yeah, here's
in the 90s.
Here's what I know. Hashtag bow ties matter. All right, now let's get into the news.
Let's
Monica.
Get into the news.
Stuff according to Stuffs.
It's my job to speak up for the people that Deese puts down. My shit ain't working so well, but also talking. And what's happening now is we have our first cover girl who is a cover boy.
Cover boy.
Teen makeup artist has broken beauty barriers, and he is now the first cover girl. He was a YouTube sensation. He did a lot of makeup covering like Britney Spears, different celebrities, and has been able to cross over as our new cover girl, cover boy. Obviously a new branch. And
is this progress?
Progress. What's happening?
Progress?
I feel guilty for masturbating to that photo.
Yeah,
earlier.
It was hard, but I made it.
Oh my god, you guys! Why do you got to take it there? Like, where does it go?
Seriously,
it is progress. It is.
Is it? Why?
Well,
why is it progress?
I just this is you know
taking women's jobs.
That's right. I bet he gets paid more.
He gets paid more.
The makeup company's found a new demographic. That's progress.
It's just, you know, well, Ellen was their Ellen was made the last cover girl. So the next person that was after Ellen was.
Who's more manly than Ellen?
So
this guy.
So who's the next? What's the next cover girl? Just like a fucking vibrator or like a sex bot? I don't understand.
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Who's that?
I would have to buy it out of fear
I
for
would.
My life.
Yes.
All right. Well, we don't have to stay on it for too long, but just wanted to update the world. Five states are considering legalizing marijuana.
That's Terry Crews.
Oh, I love it when he makes his muscles move.
Yeah.
And then when he's on ecstasy, when he's on White Chicks, and he starts singing. I love it. Anyways, five states are considering legalizing marijuana. We got California, Massachusetts, Maine, Arizona, and Nevada back in the race.
All right.
To be with us.
Nevada won't. The rest of them will.
Yeah, Nevada has some of the toughest drug laws in the nation.
Yeah.
I think Nevada will. I'm really contrarian tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. I think Nevada will. Just because of their economy, they bring so many people from outside of, like, internationally and nationally, that they would really have the most to gain out of all those other states.
I don't know, because, I mean, they're getting – they're arresting people with the drugs, and they're probably generating more more money off of arrests than they are off of buying
weed. Straight up, that's shady as fuck, but right.
They have the gambling. I mean, let's
– Yeah. Like Jeremy said, they really have one of the toughest, strictest drug laws in America next to, like, New York and things like that. So I find it hard to believe Nevada is going to they've got enough income off other things, and I think they would feel like it's too much sin.
Yeah.
You know, too much sin city, where
it
you're
gonna, it was the weed
you're inviting you're
so
inviting
weed,
more
hookers, right, gambling,
you're inviting more chaos and you know what they call the wrong element, which not necessarily like people who smoke weed are the wrong element,
they're
but
terrible
the,
people
but the yeah, that is, wrong,
we're
yeah
talking about like boozers and prostitutes.
Oh yeah,
and
no,
coke
I,
addicts
yeah,
like,
I,
come on guys,
I get
weed.
It I, oh I trust me I get it, but like from that skewed perspective, that's their the stance they're gonna all take, right. I think so. I think California will.
Well, of course, it's pretty much legal there.
Yeah, it's been
now
decriminalized. Yeah. For a
well,
long
it
time
was legalized at the time when I was still living there. We were able to open up cannabis shops, and then it was how it was here because it was never federal. But then it was shut down again. So yeah. I don't know how they made
well,
it and
they
then they took it away at some point.
They
I don't
decriminalized
know
it in California a long time ago, and I think they approved medicinal. This is for recreational use now,
yeah,
in California, like it is here, essentially, where you just kind of do.
Yeah,
because
you had to go and get your. You're gonna be like, oh, I have cramps.
You know what's actually kind of interesting?
That's the
is,
line I use. I have cramps.
That's what I always use.
States that are pro marijuana that are rejecting marijuana bills, like I believe Ohio, marijuana legalization came up on this like election or last whatever, and they voted against it just because like pretty much the weed laws were too fascist that they were trying to incorporate, and so the people like rejected it. They said we don't want to be taxed like that.
Well, there are some interesting pitfalls that come along with it that people don't realize, even in Washington State, but it's drastically changed the DUI laws in Washington
it's
State.
Ridiculous.
Straight up, I could preach about this. This is like I don't drive. First of all, in Washington anymore. Second of all, I didn't vote for marijuana legalization this time around when it became legal versus all the other times when it was on the ballot and I did vote for it. And it was because of taxation and because of the DUI laws.
Yeah.
I can get it. I smoke weed every single day. I can get a DUI anytime I drive.
You can like, get one on your bike. I almost got a DUI on my bike once.
Dude, if I got a bike DUI for marijuana,
I got pulled
I
over on my bicycle
rage
while I was drunk and almost got a DUI.
Yeah.
Not even joking.
Yeah, anything with wheels, essentially, you can get a DUI on with your... Which is weird because I guess you can get a drunk in public if you're drunk and walking around.
Yeah.
But,
you got to be pretty damn
Yeah,
bad,
you
got to
be pretty lit. But
I mean, for driving, though, I mean, it's like a regular thing to get pulled over for some stupid-ass bullshit.
Yeah, and then you still have it in your blood.
And then all it takes is the cop to be like, oh, really? Like, you kind of look high to me, buddy.
I smell weed. It's like, no, I just fucking ran over a skunk.
Right.
Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, shit, my eyes are ready. It's allergy season.
It's in your bloodstream. You can't get rid of that shit for
three
weeks.
So I can get a DUI. You know, it costs like $10,000 to get a DUI, dude. Mm-hmm. Well, anytime I drive.
And they up the DUI laws, too, where your first DUI is like automatic. There's no, like,
3 and 5 years is 10 years in prison.
Yeah, and it's like, actually, it's like,
wait,
mandatory.
What is it?
3 and 5 years is 10 years in prison.
So what happens with the DUI? What happens after my first DUI?
It's like,
yeah, I'm not sure. They just upped the laws like greatly.
Yeah, drastically.
Like, well,
so it's like bigger fines, more
bigger
prison
fines,
time,
more.
Jail
yeah,
time
and then if you are over double the legal limit, then it's an even bigger tier. Like I think it's like minimum mandatory, like a year in jail. Like,
and I think even your first one now is jail time, no matter what. Like it's not like a year, but I think it's mandatory, like 30 days or something. There's no more like deferred sentences and shit.
Right.
Like they're hardcore on them. Which honestly, I don't mind. Like I had a DUI years ago in California and it was like fucking nothing. But like I always said if you really wanted to cut down on DUIs, install a breathalyzer mandatory come out of the factory like every
said.
Car. Like
every
seatbelts.
Car should have it if you literally did not want people to drink and drive.
In 1972.
Blowing guns are such a pain in the ass.
Well, so here's the thing. It's like you can control any behavior if you want to institute like draconian measures.
Well, here's the thing. In 1972, they've had a federal mandate that every car must have a seatbelt, and if they don't, it beeps at you. since 1972, that beep on your, if you don't put your seatbelt on, the light flashes and your car beeps at you. It's a federal mandate. That's if you really want to make sure that people don't drink and drive, it costs... Every car manufacturer, it'd be $13 more out of the manufacturer to install it.
But then they would lose all that money they're generating.
Well, absolutely, and that's the point. They don't really want you to stop. They don't give a fuck about it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what these weed laws are bullshit. It's like, I can get a DUI anytime. It's like, they're like, oh, motherfucker, guess what? We just changed the laws last week. Now you're fucked. They're going to rape you in the ass, and you're going to be in jail for 10 years.
And then you're
going to get
raped in the ass more in jail.
Then we're going to rape you in the ass. We're going to have a judge come over and do it. It's like, dude, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah,
it is.
It's bad, so... All right, Monica, what else is...
Continuing with what is being voted on lately, Australia turns down national vote on same-sex marriage. This could push
aren't
back...
Aren't they usually progressive?
They
Australia
are.
They're really
well,
progressive.
Especially the president at this time is very progressive. This could actually push back the same-sex marriage laws for a few years because of how things are there. And it was it seemed like it was around a 60 to 40, but it's a parliament there. So it's not based upon a citizen. So
George Clinton, what'd he vote on it?
Funkadelic.
So basically, it was decided by the parliament or Senate, whatever is decided at the time. So it really wasn't, I mean, because Australia is very progressive.
It's all criminals.
It is.
It's all just criminals.
So it's probably going to take a few more years for them to be able to even discuss that this would be on the ballot again.
I feel like Australia is one of the last places a gay person would want to live. I feel like it's more for the lesbians, not for the.
It does seem like a place that lesbians would like.
A
never...
lot of Subarus.
Why?
Well, because
they like
Outback.
To go down under. Yeah.
Oh, there it is. That's why.
But you know, that doesn't. It seems playing like I don't. I don't see young gay guys like hang. Thanks.
They want to throw a shrimp on a barbie. Anyways, Australia is known for things being poisonous.
Yeah, like gay people.
Lesbian. It's weird that we all picked up on the whole lesbian vibe in Australia.
I never thought about that until now.
My buddy
is
living in Australia now, and he's doing the hostel thing. And so I wanted to message him, how do you feel about this?
He's killing tourists.
Yeah. Such a shitty
movie. He is a tourist. Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Do you not own a TV?
I do. I just don't watch what you guys watch. You guys don't watch what I watch.
I've never watched.
She keeps up with the Kardashians.
Oh, that's right. She watches. That's right. I remember.
Real
that.
Housewives.
How are the Kardashians doing?
Yeah. What's
okay,
anybody
so
get robbed
night?
Lately?
No. No. Last night they were talking about Kendall having problems being on planes lately. She gets sleep paralysis.
Oh, wow. Oh man.
She's been getting sleep paralysis where she wakes up and whatever.
I have sleep paralysis.
Do you wake up
I wake
you
up
can't
and,
move your body?
Yeah, I can't move my body, and it feels like somebody's crawling in through my window sometime and breaking into my house. Like, I've had some crazy shit. There's a YouTube on documentary. There's a documentary on Netflix. That was the word I was looking for, about sleep paralysis that is fucking amazing.
Dude, that's
like
what they were...
Yeah, everything that I've experienced is like in that documentary. And it
it's not
amazing.
Okay. So she experienced that, so she went and sought meditation. You deserve it. You should go seek meditation.
I don't. I learned how to fight it myself.
You should seek meditation.
I'm not a pussy.
Well.
What else is happening?
Janet Reno died.
Yeah, rest in peace.
What the fuck? Janet Reno died?
Reno died. First female attorney. Attorney general.
Killed David Koresh.
How many stars?
She was a sight for sore eyes.
Bruh, dude, that's disheartening.
Yeah,
man.
That was.
Remember when Will Ferrell used to play her on SNL?
With the glasses. That was so good, and he was so big and stocky and wearing
just like her.
You know what'd be hilarious? if Janet Reno gets to the pearly gates and she gets into heaven, and David Koresh really is the new Jesus, he's like, so Janet, hey,
I think we need to have a sit down.
This is awkward, huh? Bet you didn't see this one coming.
Fuck, I didn't even think about that. That is so amazing.
Oh boy. Yeah, remember when you firebombed my compound in Waco there, you cunt? Yeah, it turns out I was right and you were wrong. Oh.
Yeah, it was this. Well, R.I.P.
Is that
I don't know. I don't have anything else very pertinent. Nintendo is coming out with a new it's going to be like a tiny system that's going to look like their old one, which I thought was pretty cool. I always like to, because they're always trying to redo everything.
Is that the one that's preloaded with like 30 of its old school games?
Yeah, so you I think this thing is going to be
worth
everybody's going to want it. It looks like the Adam old new Nintendo.
Well, the Barcade just got a Sega one.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah. And it has probably 80, 90 games on it. The only problem I have with it is the controllers are IR sensor. So you have to be like direct contact with it.
It's
like,
not plug-in?
No.
Oh, see, I think this one's plug-in.
Yeah, I think this plug-in. Well, it has, like, I think it has a few different styles of doing it. But people have such... Everybody's really trying to grasp onto like all the cool nostalgia that we had in the 80s and doing that whole jam. And so this is like a tiny little... And I think
those games were rad. Those are the best games.
I have every single Nintendo game on an emulator on my computer, and I got Nintendo controllers, USB Nintendo controllers.
And so, and it still has the whole old controller. Yep. It will have different modules at which it does or whatever, but I'm pretty stoked about it.
Bring back the Power Pad, man, and all
these. Dude, Duckhead.
What's up?
The Olympic. Yeah, remember the Olympics one, dude?
Yeah, you know the hand move. Yep. Yeah. Fucking Jaguar.
Jump over the hurdles and shit. Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
The Olympic games. I thought that was pretty exciting.
I still have a power glove up at my parents' house in the garage somewhere, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's
nice.
Brilliant. You're lucky, man. Good childhood.
Yeah. The only thing I had on there was Tori Spelling. Well, the only reason why we got it is because
we switched off the price tag with something else that was $30 at Walmart. Or at, no, it was Kmart at the time.
For Walmart.
Yeah. We went to Kmart and we took a price tag off of something else, put it on the power glove, and got it for $30.
That's tight, man. Your parents are cool.
No, my parents weren't around. It was me and my brothers, and we brought it up to my mom. We're like, "Hey, can we get this? Like, look how cheap this is." And she's like, "Sure."
Like, they don't know.
Scamming Kmart blue light special.
Probably why they went out of business.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Because we got smarter than them. We got smarter.
Rest in peace, Montgomery Wards.
And looks like, is that it? That's all you got?
I mean, there was a stupid story about frickin' Tori Spelling owning like fucking $85,000 to American Express.
Yeah,
but what's new?
Stupid.
What's new?
Right, her tits fucking creep me out.
I know. They like literally have a life of their own and they just like.
Her titties are fucking weird.
Because she got them done so early. I mean, when 90210.
Is it her? Who's her worse?
I've never seen her titties. Can
who's her worse? Her.
Can you bring up Tori Spelling titties?
Okay, like they literally look weird. But what's funny about this is because her father.
Aaron Spelling,
you know,
rest in peace.
I think she only got $800,000 from when he passed away. So her mom, Candy Spelling,
I'm gonna stick my dick in
this weird gap.
You can never get them together.
It's a black hole.
Oh my god.
Oh, that all right.
So her mom, Candy Spelling, got all the money, and she's like, "Yeah, I'll bail her out because of the kids, but she won't pay off her American Express."
What about that one? There we go, Tori Spelling. What's up,
no
girl?
Way.
She's getting pounded.
That's in her butt.
You guys are listening to this right now. There's a picture of Tori Spelling having sex. Red Eagle.
Tori Spelling and Drew Barrymore.
Getting effed in the A. That's Spelling, but that's definitely not her body.
Those are definitely Spelling's tits.
All right. All right.
Holy Jesus!
No, her nipples are way more lopsided than that.
There's like a kid in the front.
No, that's her son.
Her son and her titties in the background.
I feel like
nipple.
She's all passed out.
This is like by proxy child
porn.
All right,
and that's our show, kids.
No, keep on showing titties. Come on, let's see this.
Yeah, can we keep going? This is a good show.
All right. And that was,
that's what we should play. Guess the titties.
Guess those titties. All right. And that
I could probably guess.
All right, that was the news.
And that was Stuff According to Stubbs.
Serving that dick up to the ladies.
Okay, all right. Well, enough looking at titties and all this kind of crazy shit. So, okay, guys. Well, Traz, you have something? You look like you have something.
Yeah, I just want to keep going. Oh, let's keep getting drunk.
Well,
looking at titties.
I do need to talk about one thing. There's an event.
Politics.
There's an event next. No. There's an event next Monday at Wild Dogs. We are raising money for a friend of the restaurant who is going through hospital treatment at this time. So if you could come show your support next Monday, all proceeds will be going to his medical bills next Monday.
Next Monday.
Wild Dogs downtown.
Okay. Now, Wild Dogs, that's the 14th.
14th,
Monday
please.
The 14th at Wild Dogs downtown Spokane if you're in the area. So, all right. Well, guys, we're going to get out of here for the evening. We thank you for hanging out. We apologize for whoever the new dictator is and their terrible quotes. that we had to listen to tonight.
If it was me, it'd be all good.
Yeah. So, okay, and again, go to Spo Comedy on Facebook. Like them. Follow the page. Look at all the events coming up. And be at the Spokane Comedy Club November 20th to see the Drink and Debate. And listen to the Drink and Debate podcast. New episodes every Tuesday on socialhourpod.com and iTunes. All right. So for the Social Hour, I am Deese. And for Monica and Traz?
Monica.
Trails.
And Jeremy, thanks for hanging out.
I got a rub. Am I supposed to say something like, Jeremy? Yes.
Kisses to my bitches and hugs to my thugs.
Okay. All right, no more grass cup vodka for you guys. Okay.
Shut up.
All right, guys.
You need to get back on the wagon.
Every time. Yeah. Are we start drinking again next week?
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see. All right.
Yeah.
And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Missoula, Montana comedians, Tony Danza, Paul Pierce's knife fighting career, Pot Cookie Girl, Mothers from Washington, D.C., South Africa, Sex Bots, Terry Crews, Monica, and Tori Spelling's titties. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week. I bought you an all-expenses-paid trip to Guantanamo Bay. You're a dick for not wanting to go.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!